I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hiya.
Hey.
Good to talk at ya.
Yeah.
Oh shit, you're right there.
Yeah, it's oh my god. Oh,
oh
geez, when did you get here?
Oh.
No, I was gonna say, maybe you if you had a better voice or personality, your sound would be better back at home.
Yeah, that's probably my problem.
Yeah, that's
but do you think I have a better voice and personality here? Like maybe I'll just sound better here.
So far it's not looking good. It's not sounding good. It's not looking or sounding good.
Oh,
no, you're doing a fine job.
Thank you.
I'm confident of that. I get reports from my cats.
I think we should sit like back to back and pretend like we're states away.
Yeah.
Can we just put some distance between
us? Just have a webcam on each of us with different backgrounds, but then you see a cat walk in between both backgrounds.
Like, kind of like when they do the side by side and pretend like there's a paint there.
Yeah.
And there's two people, but then they just take the paint. Like, oh, they did it in Sisters. They were talking to each other and they just happened to be split by a room.
I didn't see that.
That movie's hysterical. You should see that. Wait, I thought you said what? Oh, no, that was my trainer. I told him he needs to see Sisters, and he told me I should watch some comedian. I said, I will if you will.
Carlos Mencia. He's the next big thing.
He didn't say that.
You heard of this guy? He's Mexican.
Oh, my God. They can't make jokes.
No, they can't. They're too busy building walls. I mean, I assume.
Why am I building this wall? Okay, I'll just keep working.
Maybe Russia will help build and pay for the wall.
Jason, didn't you hear? It wasn't an actual wall. It was philosophical.
Yeah, the whole time he expected us to know, like, when he said things about the wall getting 10 feet higher, he meant 10 feet higher in your mind.
Yeah,
aspirational toward heaven, basically, I think is what he was saying. And that's our fault for
build the wall closer to Jesus.
Yeah, you just walk along that wall. Guess what? You're holding hands with Jesus.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is so great.
You know, when
so it's like the Great Wall of China.
Yeah, but it's the Great Wall of America. And when there was only no sets of footprints, that's when we were both flying, because Jesus can fly. As long as he's in America, he can fly.
Make America great wall again.
Great wall again. Yes. Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
In him.
In him. And out, too, I'd say.
And out. He can be out.
Yeah, he can.
He sounds like he's out.
Sure does. He sure looks like it. That hippie. Goodness. I would like to give him a haircut.
He is just such a hippie.
Maybe at least braid his beard.
He's a little granola.
Mm.
At Jesus.
Yep. Sorry, I just got lost in reverie thinking about Christ.
God, that is so great.
And his salvation.
There.
Yeah.
No. That's one place I don't start.
2017.
Yeah, that's the year. That's going to be the year.
Trump is going to bless us with
my goodness.
His jizosity. What did I say? Jizosity. Okay, I want to make sure. Because there's a different scheduled event.
Necessities.
It's actually mid-2017.
Jesusities.
Yeah.
Forget about your worries and your strife. Same.
I can't. My worries and my strife are all around me.
They're gone. Oh, my God.
I'd like to forget.
I think it feels like a wall around me.
Yeah. A warm blanket made out of cement that I can wrap around me for ages to come. Ages to come.
Ages. Yeah. Hold your mug.
I just have a
mug. You have a mug and I have coffee.
Oh. Yeah, it's just a mug center.
Wait, let's see if we can get that sound.
Authentic.
Yeah, that's a mug.
That's the sound of the Christmas spirit.
Yep, Christmas mug.
We're
going to
replace the song of Jingle Bells with clanky mugs.
Clanky mugs. Clanky mugs.
And there's just a bunch of porcelain clacking in the background. Just sounds horrible.
And broken wine glasses and stuff.
Yeah.
Broken glass just shows you that everyone's drunk.
Yeah, talk about a broken winery. That's the best way to sum up 2016.
Ooh, she stops recording.
Oh, man. Yeah, she just... this kitten, little lady...
Seriously, she's been missing.
Dancing between fire and peril. Okay, now
she made it.
Yeah, now she's just next to the vacuum cleaner.
That was scary. I mean, those... You can't hear the fear.
Navigating past the void.
Wow.
And the winds of destruction. That's a blower and that's a vacuum. So, yeah, she's kind of caught between worlds there. Very epic. So, you guys are visiting. You're here. I don't think we actually addressed that, honestly.
That is why we're sitting right next to each other.
Yeah,
we were still surprised. But that was genuine.
Yeah, actually, I was like, oh, hang on a second.
Wait.
Eye contact.
I was waiting for you to be at your computer.
Yeah. Well,
I know. How do we awkwardly, like, just
Yeah. This isn't how this podcast usually works. How do the sound effects integrate? They're actually in the room, too. They manifest themselves physically as well, just as part of the... And they had to lumber by a bunch of bizarre metaphors. So, excuse me, I need to get to the bathroom. If this football player on stilts chugging Gatorade could just move off to the side, that's making things worse.
Yeah. Well, he's a nice guy. He just had a lot of knocks in the head.
Yeah, he is what he is. You know, he's just... It's a tough career.
What is she doing? She's, like, hovering with her foot kind of in the jar.
She's discovering fire. My cat is discovering fire. Hopefully not.
Do I like fire? I don't know.
Yeah. She will learn to start fire.
Hi! Oh, please don't put holes in my pants. But with her claws.
It's all the rage. This is how the 80s started.
Yeah, jeans, not yoga pants. A lot of cat...
Well, what do you think is after that? Jeans didn't start with having holes in their knees.
Oh,
and then the 80s came and everyone bought a bunch of cats. And the cats started scratching holes in people's jeans. And
everybody
like,
got more pussy and we got holes in our jeans.
Yeah, exactly. And so more pussy holes in jeans is what the 80s... Like,
all right.
Put that on a shirt.
I thought that was the 70s.
Put that on a shirt with some boob holes clawed into it. Yeah, and then
that's like, did I already talk about the shirt when Hannah was here? When Hannah was visiting us in Kansas, she's 18 now.
Which is
not good. Yeah. Here, I say here because normally I'm where I am, but now I'm right here, so it doesn't
make
sense. But it sort of makes sense. She wasn't in Seattle.
Okay.
She was visiting. And
but maybe her heart was in Seattle, and she was visiting your heart.
Yeah. Anyway, we went shopping. Did we go? It wasn't Seattle, but it wasn't Kansas City.
Oh, Heartless in Seattle. Sorry, go ahead.
That sounds more... Yeah.
That could be the new, like...
Yeah.
Movie.
Well, we'll work on it.
Yeah.
We'll have to work on the...
We'll get that
line.
Chick from Mockingjay. I don't know, the running lady.
Oh, yeah. She could be good.
Battle Royalis. I still haven't come up with the exact name of the movie, but similar to that lady. Jennifer Lawrence could be...
Oh, I was gonna say Jennifer Lawrence. I thought that was wrong.
She could star in... Did she star in Lost in Translation?
Oh, well, yeah.
Was that?
Wasn't that with Bradley Cooper?
No, that was Bill Murray.
Oh, wait. What?
Yeah, totally different movie than I think
you're
thinking.
Hold on,
you're
thinking Will Ferrell? This is hilarious. Anyway, so we went downtown. This is really fun little quirky shop, and they sell all old vintage, like, really cool, funky clothes. Very Seattle-looking store. Mm. Seattle,
holes all in the jeans and boobs.
Already there. Anyway, they sold a couple new items, and one of them was a gray t-shirt and had a teddy bear here and a teddy bear here, like one on each boob, and it says, "Hey, don't look at my teddies."
Nice.
And she bought it because that was hilarious.
Yep, dangerous, but hilarious.
But very funny. Hey, stop looking at my teddies.
Yeah, that's your knock around the house shirt.
Yeah,
and
with
until
your knockers.
Knock her around the house. And until you move out from your dad's roof, it's not awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Unawkward.
Don't. Yes.
Yeah.
So a lot has happened since we last. I think we were talking about the election.
Yeah. Was it?
It's literally been like 2 months or something dumb.
Or it's been at least a month and a half or something.
Whatever.
I think it was like early November. So yeah, close to
was
2 months.
November. But so a lot has happened. The Seattle Sounders won the MLS Cup.
Let me just make sure, because I just had pulled up when the last...
Yeah, he needs to know exactly, otherwise we can't continue.
I can't continue.
I have to fact check myself. The opposite of Trump.
11-4. So that was
before the election.
Boo election.
Yep, that's literally 4 days away from 2 months, so it's been too long. It's been too long.
Oh, man, and we had... And Trump...
Yeah.
So he wasn't...
No, he wasn't elected yet.
Wow.
We literally haven't talked since... The Trump.
Wow. Well, we have to talk about that.
The elected
young babies who have
young tiny minds who've been waiting.
Once
for our
again,
input.
If I do recall correctly, the the forward-facing ear-hole aliens who are redigesting this translated.
That's true.
Found signal via binary.
You're welcome.
Into the forward-facing ear holes.
Yep.
So I hope that not a lot is lost in translation.
Yeah.
But yeah, some shit's gone down. And this was the beginning.
Yeah.
So the your past starts here.
Wow.
Yeah. And
Pence is vice president.
Yeah.
Most elect.
He'll probably be president pretty soon, because, yeah, I mean...
That's true.
So, Trump is elected, goes on to...
Yeah, this isn't a joke. We're actually recording from the future.
Yeah.
It's actually happened.
Yeah, and he's the president elect, and he's done just nonsense.
God, every time you say it, I do wince. I think that's why my neck muscles are so sore when people mm-hmm. say it. I'm like,
yeah,
like right in here. And
get it, yeah, open a yoga studio. That people are gonna need some actual metaphysical mm-hmm. safe spaces mm-hmm. in this time to like release energy and yeah. try to be a conduit for positivity.
I need to be excused from my finals.
I think it's
at the college that I go to.
Yeah,
that.
I need to be excused from not having gone to college, so I need that degree.
Because of the devastation.
Yeah, because of the devastation, I'm identifying as having been too devastated now to in the past to be a college graduate, so I would like an honorary degree.
Please.
And without, you know, paying for it, because I'm too devastated to pay for it.
No, I'm so devastated. Like, can't even write checks.
Everything,
right now.
My bank account is devastated. My pantry is devastated.
Well, here's what...
My cats are all devastated. They're just listless and sleeping, like, most of the day.
Oh, God, they keep doing that. Ugh.
They've all quit their
jobs.
They're just here all day.
They're not useful anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't get the people who are like, oh, my gosh, like, guys, like, stop pouting, you know? Yeah. Like, when the Democrats and all those...
Well,
guys, stop. Guys, come on. Be respectable.
To be fair, okay.
Trump supporters and voters saying, guys.
Well, I want to say something interesting is that it's one of those jump the shark moments, I think, that the people who are the camp that is saying that is phrasing guys. Anybody looking into Russian interference, which we haven't gotten into yet. That's all new. Anybody looking into these things that all of our intelligence agencies are very vehemently saying have happened. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're called, I think, a myriad number of terms, just sour grapes or mm-hmm. whining or something like that. I forget.
Don't sour grapes turn into wine?
Aren't sour grapes wine?
Yeah. Oh, no, those are just pressed grapes.
Sour wine.
Grapes?
Sour wine.
Yeah, your sour grapes only make sour wine.
Or good wine. I'm not sure which
better.
One.
Because is it fermented? No, that's other stuff. I'm not really sure how drinks, alcohol, or science works.
Me neither.
But we don't have to know to complain.
The science of knowing and remembering what one was talking about, which I have forgotten now because I started thinking about Russian interference with our election.
I know. We have to write notes down. Can we have a note taker? Take notes so we don't forget to go back to those things and then forget exactly what we're talking about.
Get back to work. But
take your notes.
Yeah, people who are discouraged at...
We were talking about our train of thought there. Going to people who were complaining, like, guys, don't pout. You know, telling the Democrats when Trump won, all the Trumpkins were like, guys, why are you rioting in the streets? And... You know.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Enough talking along that vein. It made me think, and let me see if I can actually remember. Okay, so the voice against that, this is a new thought, that's why it walked away so quickly, because it's new, is that the actual opinion of calling those people out as little snowflakes and cupcakes and all the new buzzwords that are out there, I think the manufactured wing is actually more than the, like if there's say there's a hamburger company mm-hmm. called McFarnell's just out of thin air.
Yeah. Nothing that resembles any other chain that already exists.
McFarnell's and they sell seafood burgers.
Yep.
And so they start selling them and people are like, oh man, there's a million people and like only enough for 10,000 people of burgers. So this mm-hmm. is like not enough burgers. Mm-hmm. And then slowly but surely there's a million people and a million burgers and then there's a million people and 10 billion burgers. And now we're at the point where it's just a trillion burgers and like 1,000 people.
Yeah.
I didn't remember to drop the other one.
Yeah, you forgot. But
the constituency keeps getting smaller, but the product is outgrowing the constituency. It's I think a product of consumerism and manufacturing where we just keep producing more even though there's no need for it. So the people are convinced.
They say the demand is like, well, we're still selling, so let's keep making.
They like the right wing has developed a bullshit engine that can that is matched by no other. No other ship can match her speed.
No, never.
Can match up her speed.
What an endeavor.
So
quite good.
So now the narrative has been sold that Trump good, everything else bad.
Yeah.
No matter what, they dump a huge trillion ton load of bullshit on the thousand people left supporting it. So there's the people who are supporting it will always agree, but the movement itself, I think, has outgrown its own support, is basically what I'm getting at. So when you hear all these crazy things coming out, most of it is just news being shared and then being liked by people. So they're just like, oh, okay, I like that. I'll go along with that. Okay. So it's actually just a very passive bunch who are just passively liking and sharing this content that actually outnumbers them. So the product they're sharing is their opinion, and they're just kind of like latching onto it like a little sucker fish. Like, okay, this is my opinion. Okay.
Hi, let's float over here.
So it's impossible to ignore or deny because they've gotten so their club has turned into a spear after just hitting people with it for so long. It's sharpened just by irony or evolution, ironically.
Yeah. Well, yeah, things can sharpen just how, like, you know, waves can sharpen a rock over time.
they don't just smooth. Like, ocean rocks are known for their sharpness and pointiness and not smoothness.
Pointy rocks.
Yeah, they show up and they're just like, the more barbs and jags on a rock, you're like, that's each one of those is an aeon.
That's right.
Carved into the rock's surface.
Very spiny.
And the pores are acne. That rock has acne.
That's weird.
That rock has bad skin.
That poor rock.
Yeah.
It's genetic.
He's just going through some... The rock's growing. Growing pains.
The rock did grow. He's a big dude.
That guy just... I keep watching him work out, and I was like...
I know. I'm like, whoa.
Why does he keep working out? And then I'm like, oh, it's because he just keeps getting bigger.
Yeah.
He just keeps getting bigger. He's forever swole.
Yeah. Swole. I know. Anthony randomly had on a movie the other day. He was slipping through, and he wanted something that was safe for the kids, so he put on the one where the rock is like a babysitter or daycare or something like that. I forget what it was. Anyway, he was smaller and looked considerably younger, but still a big dude.
Yeah.
But now he's like, there's like more dude.
Yeah.
More the rock.
It's like the rocks by now.
Yeah. You could build a whole wall with men that size.
Is that what his mailbox says?
Men. What?
On his family? Does it just say the rocks? Like his household? This is the house of the rocks.
Exactly. Well, speaking of puns, I just wanted to tell my funny story.
Oh, it's a funny story.
I already told you, but the people haven't heard. And this is really for the people. This All right, is why well, we do it.
I'm going to get out of here.
Okay. Anyway, when I was driving by the Fiat dealership to see, because Mom's is so, so cute. It's that little mint green with the tan top and tan interior, all vintage package Fiat. And so I was just looking to see what kind of color combinations they had, blah, blah, blah. Because eventually I'm going to get a tiny daily driver vehicle because my vehicle is gigantic and I don't need it every day when I don't have the kids with me.
Sure, that's a lot of vehicle.
It is. Yeah. It could definitely fit two Fiats in the back. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're
two Fiats or what did I say? If I don't mean to interrupt your pun story with my puns, but
you are.
But if there's a Fiat dealership, I'm gonna open my hand dealership.
Hand,
right? You
Fiat.
Know, maybe about 6 feet north or so.
Yeah.
Or no, 3 feet on average north.
Up.
Depending upon maybe nine feet if it's a tall guy and he's black and he's being accosted by police. 9 feet away.
Oh! Hands up.
Okay. So check out my new hand.
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 At the Fiat.
Don't get a Fiat, get a hand.
Nice.
Yeah.
Or a torso. Well, we drove by and I saw these small, Anthony spotted these sporty looking, and we're like, is that a Fiat? Because it's a Fiat and Alfa Romeo dealership. Course in Indiana, that's where you think of all things that's, sporty and cool.
Totally.
Anyway, and we're like, are those Alfa Romeos? And we go up and it says Fiat on the front. We're like, wow, that actually looks like a Miata. And then I go, they should call them Fiatas. Because they should. And then I told them inside because I wanted to make sure I totally got credit for that joke. And they said, actually, and then they go, because they had to, once it set in, that's kind of cute.
They were gonna.
It was like the GM guy standing there, and he's like, Like, just kind of like, okay.
He's probably going to come up with a really witty retort, but then he realized he had no idea what he was talking about.
I'm so much better at it. Well, and then he was like, well, because I said, my husband thinks that the quality of Fiats are pretty low and they're kind of dangerous because at some point they were buy one, get one free. And he's like, well, I'm not. Well, actually, it wasn't buy one, get one free, but it was, well, we have a sale last year where you get one for $99.99. And I was like, really? I'm like, he totally evaded the question. Like, you didn't answer it. But I think you did, but that's fine. I'm not here to chat that long. Anyway, but I told him about the Fiat and he thought that was quite clever. And then he started talking a bunch of other mumbo jumbo, but they did tell me that those are actually manufactured in the same plant as Miatas. And so there are similarities, but these have a twin turbo engine and they're much more powerful and cooler. Oh. So I bet if I went to the other place, they'd be like, no, ours is better.
Yeah, ours got losers. Ours has a triple turbo.
It literally
and wings.
Yeah,
and like invisible force fields.
Yeah,
and it's much cooler than theirs.
And it can fly.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Theoretically, well, because like we're about to live in an age where we could say anything and mean whatever we want
about
later.
To? I feel like we've been coasting on that way. We're about
we are, but
we're
saying,
about to
like,
crash into the beach after we've been surfing this.
We will have
horrific
a theoretical
wave.
President-elect.
Yeah.
Like, he really is. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Oh
that's
God.
Why it's so funny, because people are complaining about 2016, because we are right now.
Yeah.
Simcasting on the very last day of 2016.
Yeah.
December 31st, New Year's Eve tonight.
Parts of the world might already be crossing over into the hellish douche-scape.
Don't tell me.
Future.
Don't tell me how it is. I know. Because everyone's like, yeah, good riddance, 2016.
Trump actually takes his dick out in 2017.
No!
Oh, my God.
You're an asset. Then you can use your little...
Yeah, well,
your
no, that, that's
filter.
For adding though. It's it's to add.
Got it.
No, that I think I see where you're going. People are all like, "Oh, good riddance, 2016."
I'm like, do you really think 2017, the way it's looking, is going to be any better?
It's this.
More celebrities are going to die. How are the millennials going to live if more celebrities die? They already can't handle it. They're off a ledge. No, not Debbie Reynolds.
They're already Wikipediaing people feverishly so they can catch up and be sad like their friends who also did that, but before
Wait,
them.
Who is that? I'm sad.
Oh, culturally sad.
Oh, Carrie Fisher.
I feel like, no offense to Carrie Fisher, but her death was like women's soccer. It was like just, it was
not
like.
Not for Star Wars.
No, they were, it was just, it's trendy. There's a lot of people who are like, oh yeah, oh, Carrie Fisher, yeah, like, I'm so sad. Like, I.
Wasn't super, she in those Star Trek movies?
She was like a super big part of my life and like life coaching or I don't know what she did, but like, I'm sad.
Intellectually, she was a part of
it. Every time a person who's famous dies, it's sad.
I can't believe we said goodbye to our greatest female fisherman.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not...
All the fish in the sea, though, will celebrate. No, she's a nice lady, but...
Bowie, that wasn't cool. Was Prince in 2000? He was 2016.
Yeah, he was too.
Jeez, I feel now like those are icons.
Carrie Fisher is the post-mortem version of what Alec Baldwin... No, not Alec Baldwin.
I think she's amazing. I think what she did was awesome, and I think she's... She definitely...
No,
like,
I'm not denying that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying that...
But I think
all
I
the
sounded
su-
like I was.
No.
I'm not.
Yeah, okay. Good. Well, then we're in agreement.
We're
Carrie Fisher was terrible.
No,
what was the guy in Analyze This Analyze That? Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that
I
guy...
I was actually going to say that guy.
Okay. That guy gets... So
much tail.
So much praise for just being a, like... I don't know, venerable actor. He's kind of a knucklehead who's good at emoting, but
he is good.
Other than that, but all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, Robert De Niro, he's an American treasure. And that's like, hey.
Yeah, I think there comes a moment where there is like a, it kind of shifts to like an entity greater than him, but he is associated with that entity. Does that make sense?
And then it starts to snowball because I think he.
And then people are like, yeah, he got a lot of likes. Like he was in that movie with Anne Hathaway, the recent one where he was like the old guy, the intern or whatever. That movie was adorable. He's still good at what he is, but I haven't seen him like crescendo. You know, like everyone's acting like there's more. It's like, no, he just is awesome. Yeah, that's
one guy, whoever, I forget the guy's name because he looks different the rest of his career, but the guy who played the main dude in Rocky Horror Picture Show, that guy deserves all the praise Robert De Niro gets for that single role.
Yeah.
If you go back and watch...
Yeah.
That guy in Rocky Horror Picture Show, the crazy dude with who just carries that whole movie, that is the most
Abby would know.
That is the most acting. I have ever seen in my life. Like, when I was watching, I was super late to the boat. I watched that movie when I was, like, 20 years old.
Yeah, you were... You're like, is there even still a boat?
But I was sitting there watching it, like, how is there a personality like this? Like, this guy is ridiculous. And he, like, that's the most acting... Like, that beats The Pianist or Saving Private Ryan. Saving Ryan's Privates, even.
Frank N. Furter was the character by Tim Curry.
Tim Curry. Yeah, Tim Curry, he's just...
Isn't he an actor in other stuff?
Yeah, he's just... But he doesn't look the same because he's kind of schlubby and he plays kind of a flaming sort of dude in a lot of roles. And he doesn't look as...
That was him?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know that!
I didn't either. I just looked him up a little bit ago.
He is awesome. I love him. He's in a lot of English stuff.
He's good in all his other roles, but I don't think he's ever topped Rocky Horror. That was like his crowning achievement.
Is he in a wheelchair now?
I don't think so.
Well, yeah, he is. That is sad.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what happened to him?
I don't know.
Looks like he had a stroke.
Yeah, ooh.
Yeah. That's too bad. Must have been...
The Wild Thornberries, Peter Pan and the Pirates.
It was the deal he made with the devil, is that he's like, well, you're going to stroke out at 55.
But you're going to be
pretty good at what you do up until then.
He's in Ferngully, Charlie.
Then you're
going to
be really bad. Yeah.
Annie. Holy crap. He's in all the things.
And he was in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I love his voice. I didn't know that was him.
Yeah. Because
it's probably like the connection I should have made a long time ago, how I didn't know that cucumbers were pickles. But
yeah, that's on you.
That is. No, mom and dad didn't tell me.
That's a little bit on them. But at a certain point, you got to seek out that knowledge.
I know.
Anyway, not to jump tracks, but you know, I think we glazed over while I was trying to remember my other train of thought. That Russia owns our government basically now.
That was fun.
Republicans.
That was fun how we almost owned it ourselves and then we didn't.
Yeah, like we almost cute. Like Bernie Sanders was an option at a certain point, but now instead the complete opposite, where we willingly hand our government over to Russians and Republicans cheer it on as if it's the good thing. They're like, yeah, Russia all of a sudden, because I'm told that's the case.
Hey. Do we like Russia?
Well, we like Russia now. I've always liked Russia. I remember now.
I remember that I always did like them.
Yeah.
I didn't really have a personal problem with them. It's all hearsay.
Yeah.
All the dark things that people
most
said.
Most of the time. But Hillary and her friends, they're raping pizza out in Australia, out back, is what I hear. Pizza gates. They're building a pizza gate in our wall, as I understand. So
yeah, I mean, you got to be able to get that Mexican pizza in.
Yeah, so that they can traffic sriracha. Children wearing pizza in, and they can be sold into sex slavery. But Russia's cool.
That joke makes me uncomfortable and sad.
But hey, it's not my... There is a large faction of Republicans who believe Pizzagate. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's where... have you not actually heard about any of that?
I thought you were making it up.
No, I'm not. That's...
I try not to watch the news.
This is important to note because it actually comes up, like, it shows up in mainstream conversations as, like, when you hear anybody call Hillary or her ilk child rapists or pedophiles or monsters, it's because of Pizzagate. Oh. Because someone alleged that because there was some symbol or something that looked like another symbol in this pizza place, someone just literally made up a story that Hillary Clinton and her compatriots, trains of thoughts.
There you go. And
her were using this pizza place. It all busted open when a guy went there with an assault rifle and ordered everybody out and like fired a shot and stuff, because there are these rumors circulating that this is where they traffic child sex slaves in this pizza place.
Okay.
And it's just completely made up. So whenever somebody calls Hillary Clinton, and you'll see people, like, people in society, not total conspiracy theorists, you'll hear them call, this is how big it's gotten, they'll call them pedophiles because of this. They will believe that to the extent where a guy will go in there with an assault rifle. But when our entire intelligence, all of American intelligence agencies say there's a huge amount of interference from Russia...
And, oh my gosh.
And like a lot of it's probably sensitive material that they can't divulge details.
Like, they could have rigged the whole election, and Trump's like,
Well, and
his response is hilarious.
It points back to 8 years of them demonizing Obama, and then this is their alternative. This is their proposed replacement, which is everything they said of Obama times 10 times 10 again.
Yep.
Which has got to be like a million.
But the problem is, the root of that would mean that they would have to admit that they're wrong, and people at some point cannot do
well,
that.
Well, these people who are up against...
These people.
I don't... Whatever side of the aisle they fall on, the people who are defending Trump to this day, they are earning their name of deplorable in every single step by justifying this ridiculous side of history. It's completely... It's a cartoon run amok. Mm-hmm. It's like Roger Rabbit... That movie, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but just even worse, mixed with Idiocracy, mixed with Back to the Future, where Biff is president.
Oh no, it is Biff!
Biff is literally president now. Like, this is the worst. And then what's worse is that, you know, now every single thing that happens, any kind of company who makes a private or public announcement saying that the jobs here or there, if it's plus jobs, that's Trump did it.
Yep.
And now everything that's minus jobs is going to be the former administration.
Yep.
Everything. It's kind of funny how everything...
You can make anything work for you.
Yeah, falls in islands of democratic rule where there's just bridges of republicanism building vast, successful enterprises over these sunken messes of democratic leadership and the swamp of corruption. It's like, yes.
Well, it depends upon... It's all on how you look at it. You can be like, well, yeah, but it's also a success. You know? Oh, there's a silver lining. You know what? I bet Trump did it.
Yeah, no, that's... People are willing... Like,
I don't think anybody did it or didn't do it, but Trump, it definitely wasn't Trump.
Trump had nothing to do with the carrier jobs.
Yeah.
But, like, Pence just did that to cover his ass because he was the one who squeezed those jobs out of our state, and so he got those back. Then Trump kind of found out after the fact, yep, look what I did. Oh, I'm Trump. And, like, and he literally like, just found
on,
out
put
after.
Put face on it.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, Trump, I'm president. And that's how, and just, like, with his... the opinion of his constituency sort of being the bulk of their being, the same thing happens with news articles too. Like, or I guess that is it again in maybe a different form. It's just as soon as any little grain of anything they can latch onto as a positive for Trump happens, it gets inflated. Yeah. It gets under a magnifying glass, just blown up into, wow, he deserves Obama's Nobel Peace Prize too for taking a shit this morning, and the butterfly effect, free China from living, because they are now exploded. Off of the ass of the planet.
Yeah, they don't get to have to live.
Yeah, the face of the earth is America. The ass is China.
The face of the earth. Look how pretty. Yeah, so pretty.
If the earth has a face, it has an ass, too. Mother ass.
Global warming that doesn't exist.
It might be prettier because it'll just boil all of us off and everything will be lush and
unlivable. Yeah, we're the pimples of America. Well,
maybe.
Some,
the pimples of the world.
And we're not saying we want Hillary. We don't want Hillary either. We think we need to be single for a while.
Trump's cabinet appointments are of note.
Is that really a big deal? Because they all sound like really sound investments in our future.
Yeah, if you're wearing one of those things that guy invented, that artist, where it makes the right sounds go to the left side and the left sounds go to the right side of your head. That's how sound it is. It's like that, because it's completely backward.
But I've talked to several people who are like, oh my gosh, can you believe what all that he's done? These people are going to do?
He put Rick Perry in charge of the Oops Agency.
The Oops.
That's what I'm calling it now. The agency that he couldn't remember the name of during his debate. So he's like, oops. And I'm going to get some glasses. That'll make me smart. He literally, Rick Perry, I don't think enough is said about, our history books need to read, that Rick Perry did that. And he embarrassed himself with his stupidity in front of national and world stage coaches. And he came back all of a sudden with a pair of glasses. Obviously... fake glasses, because his eyes look exactly the same through them. There's no prescription going on. They're not even reading glasses, I don't think.
It's like
and he's just always wearing these fake glasses, and that was the change. Like, he went away like Anthony Weiner for a while, but instead of coming back with the same old scandal,
like
he came
Clark
back with brand new glasses.
Superman,
yeah, exactly.
Clark, yeah.
And people were like, oh yeah, Rick Perry, what an idiot. I'm Clark Perry. And but really, I'm Clark. Rick Perry. Yeah, Clark Perry came back, and he's just been wearing those ever since.
I want to hear what this guy has to say.
He's got glasses. He must.
Whoa.
He has to. He likes to see things. Maybe books.
Clearer.
Maybe books.
So clearly.
Yeah. I can't see books.
Because if you don't have lenses, you can see almost clearer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think he really cares about us now with those glasses.
Mm. Those glasses aren't for him.
But they do.
They're
hold
for
back
us.
A lot. Yeah.
He's like Cyclops from X-Men, except the glasses are to hold in his smarts. And so he has to have those protective glasses so that he can hold in his genius into his eyes. Otherwise, it'll flow out, and it'll make him sound stupid because you are smart from his eyes shooting smart rays at you. So that's why.
Well, that's how you get rich, is you make Donald Trump your president and you yourself will become successful and rich.
As long as you're already rich. Then you will become rich after Donald Trump.
I feel good about that. Wait, am I rich? Spiritually.
Yeah, I think that's
But not like financially.
I think that's what Trump is all about, is truth and spirituality.
The real deep connection for him. Yeah. Really getting down there and working for his people. That's the purpose.
Yeah, going into flood-stricken places and handing out an alarming number of hats.
Oh, y'all had a flood?
Yeah.
Do you need a hat?
You want a hat?
Not a hand. I don't need to help you.
No, I'm not going to touch you. I'm not even going to use my hand to hand you the hat.
No.
Use someone else's hand.
He uses those, like, old person grabbers things. Yeah. Hands it to him.
Yep. And then, like, takes some of their money.
The stuff behind the dryer.
Yeah.
Also can be used as an extension for Trump.
Yeah, it's...
And we don't mean to bash Trump, it's just...
We just mean to state facts, and the facts do bash... I understand when Trump's like, why is everybody picking on me? It's like, yeah, the truth does kind of start to look like it were out for you, but I'm sorry.
Guys, does it look bad?
If you state enough facts in sequence, it really starts to look like a plot against Trump.
This is adding up.
It's weird.
Well, and then, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, the whole argument people are saying, well, at least with Trump, he's terrible, but at least we know what he's doing. Whereas Hillary, we don't know. She would have been behind doors. That's the argument.
Well,
that's the.
I think Trump is actually trumping us on that one, because we kind of know what he's doing, but at the same time, he's many more bizarre steps out in some other direction ahead of us, and so the things that we know he's doing are going in a very odd and dangerous direction, as in aligning himself directly with Russia via his siding with them during the election after not condemning them for any nefarious actions toward America. And now when the intelligence agency, which he has largely rebuffed anyway, says there's evidence, he's still on their side. I forget what my thought was, but there's nothing... nothing patriotic about that guy. It's other than the fact that he uses words associated with patriotism.
You think he's going to get his...
Hatriotism is what we're going to call it. There we go. He's a hatriot.
That was an actual high five because I'm right here.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to get his face put on a dollar bill? Like create a new number of bill and put his face on it?
I don't know how. There's got to be some, like, it takes a few... You have to wait like 4 years to get into the NFL MVP or Hall of Fame.
If you rewrite the rules and don't follow laws, can't you do whatever you want?
Yeah, he'll probably just start printing money.
Maybe he and Putin will get on there together, like people that get their senior pictures taken together.
Yeah. Like, just...
And then be like, guys, it's like not even a big deal. What?
Yeah, what?
We're besties.
Russian guys have always been on our money. You don't know that? Like, that's... Like
that's what I mean by when you say, like, he's out... He's like so bizarre.
Oh, that's right.
Ahead of us.
That was that was the thing. Yeah. It was the thing. He's with this Russia thing. No one expect like everyone's like why like it started out with Trump is not condemning Russia for stuff that like he's calling our president out for doing it, but we should all probably be condemning Russia for the things he's doing. And then
that's what I'm saying.
And then they talk about Russia interfering with our elections, and still Trump is like and Trump himself says the elections are rigged in many ways. When somebody says, hey, look, here's who's rigging it. Now he's like, I don't know, nothing against Russia. And then, after he gets elected, it's, hey,
I'll fight it.
And more info coming out, intel coming out that Russia is interfering with our election. Nothing to worry about. I think we should just move on. Computers are confusing. Nobody understands the internet. And it keeps going. And then you look at his pick for... the Exxon CEO who is friends with Russia, and there's a $500 billion deal to drill the Arctic. That's why Obama dropped those sanctions on the Arctic. Like, Obama is pulling out every last-ditch ripcord to do anything he can to protect the Earth and America for as long as he can after his presidency from Trump as possible, because not only has Trump been very friendly toward Putin before, during, and after the election, now his cabinet picks are also business insiders with Russia, and as soon as Trump becomes president, everyone... I've heard people say, like, well, why would Trump want to be president? He stands to gain nothing from it. It's like, wow. You can't just, like...
hey, but he doesn't... he's willing to not get paid.
Yeah, he turned down a salary, but he's also willing to spend to waste $1 million a day having the Secret Service watch him at his own house.
Yep.
All the time.
His wife and child.
How noble.
Trump Tower.
Of him. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And so he's in bed, like everyone, like we were saying this whole time, it's like, Trump, your personal business, like most presidents have put their personal business interests aside so they can be president. He has brought his personal business interests and his presidency together purposefully. Like, he became president
in front of everybody's eyes.
Yeah, no bones about it. He's terrible. Like you said, it's all in front of our eyes. It's going in very bizarre directions, especially in that his constituency keeps following him too. That's maybe the most bizarre part, is not only that we're seeing it, that it's going in bizarre directions, but that the people behind him are still following him in these bizarre directions where there's like...
I think it's once you've gone so far, it's like, well, I've already lost my wife, my kids, my family. I guess I'll just keep going.
But that's to say that the future isn't worth saving, because if they stop now...
They don't care.
Everybody's future is safe.
They use plastic ads. They don't recycle. They don't care about the future.
They call people snowflakes who give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, you start to try to express nuances about an argument rather than just black and or white, and you get called a snowflake. Yep. It's like... yeah, like you talk like a fag. Basically, it's like,
why do you care so much?
Shut up.
It's funny that we always do go to that accent. We are sorry to educated hillbillies that do not support Trump.
I don't know. Dad was a hillbilly. He educated himself, and he doesn't sound like that. I think there is something to that accent. I think that some people.
I was trying to be nice.
Some people, they're an exception to the rule, but I really do think that it's like the Ebonics of white people. It's the lazy way to talk. It's like you don't really care to move your mouth. You're lazy enough that your mouth is just blah 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 while you're talking. You don't make all the shapes necessary to properly enunciate.
Shapes. My mouth doesn't make shapes.
Yeah, and there are people who are eccentric and they just keep these drawls despite the fact that they are smarter. But by and large, I think it's no coincidence that there are lazy Southern accents to every language, and they're usually related to people who have stopped developing or have underdeveloped.
Why can't I say sorry to the five people that are smart?
Because they're already sorry sons of bitches.
You sorry sons of bitches.
They don't need your sub. Shove your sorry in a sack and give them to Sally down by the seashore with her seashells.
With her seashells?
Her salt shells.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. The other day we went to go get some ice cream and it was so delicious. And
that's
we had
a delicious ice cream. What flavor did you get? Did you get brown ice cream?
Anthony got a brownie ice cream.
Brownie ice cream.
Yeah, I got ice cream with nuts.
So it wasn't full. Hadn't already digested it.
It was
then.
A Buster bar.
That's good.
Yeah, ice cream.
I want the ice cream with the nuts.
After we were done, I went back and got myself some ice water.
Okay,
before
yeah.
we left.
To rinse the ice cream out of your mouth.
To get the ass taste out.
Yeah, so it's so assy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is so putrid.
Yeah.
No, it was good.
Wait, no, it was actually
it was fine.
Good.
Yeah, no, it was
you
great.
You broke the metaphor. Damn it.
Damn.
I don't think it's a metaphor. It's a homonym. Homophore. It's a homophore. What? Duh, no, dude. Like,
hey,
I don't
dude.
Even. No, I don't use.
Oh my god, I didn't even touch his dick.
I don't use homonyms.
Oh
I'm
my
not,
god.
I'm not a gay guy.
I'm not into
in
that.
In any sense of the word. I'm not happy or gay.
We should bring that back. I want to say gay.
Well, we need to bring. We need to. Like, fag gets reappropriated. Fag needs to go to the Trump supporters now.
Oh.
Like, South Park made a joke about turning it. And yeah, the people who ride around on mufferless motorcycles.
Mufferless.
Yeah, like just unmuffled. Mufferless. Those mufferless motors.
They're gonna muff on it.
They don't have, those motorcycles don't have mittens to muffle their
they
sound.
They need more muff divers.
Yeah.
Got it. Totally different subject.
Yeah, but those guys were called fags by South Park, and I think that now fags can go to Trump supporters.
I said something the other day, and it's like, he goes, Trina. That's racial appropriation. I will not stand for it. And I go, isn't it racially inappropriation? Like racial inappropriation?
Yeah. Are you saying that I'm making appropriate this? Well, thank you.
That's what I'm saying. As you said, like that's racial appropriation or something. I was like, it's inappropriate. But thank you.
But you're welcome for being racist. Jeez.
Oh, I'll
say back to them.
That's what keeps me interesting. Just kidding. Not racist.
Yeah. Well,
any self-respecting racist would never call themselves.
I think that the sensitivity on the left is way far outweighed by the aggressiveness of the right in general. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When word police come out and they're like, oh, cisgender, and don't say fag, and retard, and all this. It's like, okay, well, I don't really care.
Don't give the word power. It goes right back to it.
I don't, first of all, there's that. Also, yeah, we all heard this before, if you've been around for long enough. And secondly, that is not threatening the breathable air of our planet. So I'm not so worried about people finicking over word usage.
Yeah, it's more, I'm not going to do it.
It's more the folks who are buying and selling fraudulent information so that they can make money off of off of the land around it. Yeah.
Like, what's his name? Bannon? He seems like a good guy.
Oh, my God.
Seems like a good person to point to that.
A headline from BreitbartNews.com that was something ridiculous. It might have been on the Facebooks, which he was like the...
the Schweiss.
Yeah, he Bannon. So that's why I bring that up, because saw
he's a good guy.
Something ridiculous. I don't know if it'll show up again in my feed or not. Got a bunch of weird illustrations.
Yeah, you do. You got weird stuff going on there.
Yeah, well, it's cool.
I don't want to peek into someone else's face book.
Yeah.
I only want to see mine.
I don't want to face their book.
I only want to see my stuff. Your stuff is weird.
I don't know if I'm going to come across this.
Yeah, you're probably not. But I'm glad you're publicly keeping that on the Facebook or on our Sipcast right now.
Yeah, no, this is the sound of
Make America Great Again hats were made in China. That's nice. Classic.
Hey, that's how we compete with China. We make them make our great hats.
Hey, can you make this for me?
Don't be too busy making our hats to do anything. They're going to be making our great hats, and then we'll wear our hats while we stomp them.
Ah-ha!
Idiots.
Those Chinese.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Oh,
here it is. Yeah. Wait, no, this is the spat of them. But Obama is jealous because Trump has gotten so much done. Yeah. Obama's super jealous.
Oh my gosh, he's so jealous.
He's so jealous.
Wow. I never knew he was going to be so jealous. Wow.
Or if Russia leaked accurate info, it, quote, merely did what the media should have done, end quote.
Oh, that's a good way to spin it.
Yeah, the new Republican justification. It's like, yeah, Russia did us a favor.
Gosh, they're always so good, those Russians.
I don't know. I can't
Putin
see
seems like a stable guy.
There's plenty of funny ones like
Vladimir
like
Putin
Trump,
seems pretty stable.
Yeah. Trump basically making an enemy of more than half by set. As Trump tweeted, "Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly." So basically,
that's funny. Dig right at the end.
The majority of voters in America are now Trump's sworn enemies, but Russia's cool.
They seem pretty nice.
Yeah, this seems pretty sweet.
They're going to teach us how to have warmer jackets.
I feel like somewhere in here the story might be coming up.
Ah, well, we'll just sit here and wait for you.
Yeah, just quietly scroll. Everyone just be quiet for
we
a second.
We can put in some cool music here.
Or some uncool music.
Yeah, what it doesn't have to be cool. I don't want to know.
Spike top apple.
Don't click on it,
lying
please.
On its eggs. It's just a...
I don't want
to. It's just a conveyor of mucus is what
it
said.
I don't want to know. There's a reason I don't want to look at your face, space.
Oh.
Born this way? Nice.
And that was one gay sperm. Wait. If a sperm is gay, then it's gotta be like inside a guy, and that doesn't lead to birth.
What?
I think there's a logical fallacy, and that's spelled with an F, not a PH. Please and thank you.
Nice.
I don't think there's anything. There's such a thing as being born. What with the sperm part? You're born gay, but the sperm is not gay. If it is, then if it's from a gay guy, then it's not in a lady, right? So then you're not... All right.
Oh.
See where I'm going with this. Okay. There's a little bit of a hole.
Well, I don't think
only
gay people come from gay guys, though.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that only gay sperm comes from gay guys.
Oh, like it's already, like, has a tendency towards...
Yeah, like a gay kid can come from a straight guy, but a sperm was straight.
Okay.
And the kid is gay. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Just want to make sure that there
is that a gay kid could come from a straight sperm. That's what I'm saying, okay?
Straight sperm.
Straight sperm.
Okay. Six sperm.
I can't find it. I'm done.
No, all
right.
I'm glad.
Well, at least we had that important discussion about gay sperm.
Yeah. That's all this led to that, and that was important.
Yeah, speaking of fruits.
Oh, one sitting right in front of me.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's not nice to say about my cat.
I'm talking about you.
Oh, jeez.
Are we done here? This is terrible.
Probably.
All right.
End on a low note.
And it ends here.
It ends now or next year. Probably next year.
Ooh.
We probably won't. We should enjoy this because are we doing any more episodes?
Oh, sure.
Oh, then never mind.
Never mind. We're kidding.
Later, but it'll be not later, but not before the end of this year, or the opposite of what I said. 10.
Nailed
9,
it.
9-1. Yes.